And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
11:33, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants. Say good morning to Lindsay Davis, who apparently is very busy putting flat pack furniture together. Morning, Lindsay.
Morning, Dave.
And I gather you're not enjoying it too much.
No.
What exactly is the furniture? What are you actually putting together?
Just a chest of drawers. There's been two, and there's been some bathroom furniture, and also another one that's arriving on Friday. And I can't.
I think the problem these days. The problem these days is that often these flat packs come with instructions, but they're all pictures. There's no words because they obviously sell these things all over the world. And sometimes the products can be a bit difficult to follow from the pictures, can't they?
I think some of them have been really good because they've been numbered and all the screws are separated.
Right.
It's brilliant. But one of them just didn't come numbered at all, and all the screws and all the pieces were in one bag, and it just took twice as long.
Right, well, hopefully the 60-second challenge will prove a lot easier than putting together flat pack furniture. So. And you must come back on the radio again soon and tell us how you got on when it's all finished.
Yeah.
Right, okay, use your routine. Once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which rock legend did Val Kilmer play in the film The Doors?
Oh my gosh, this was from last week.
Okay, which...
Jim Morrison.
Okay, let you have that one. Which Motown group was Florence Ballard a member of?
Pass.
Which hotel gave Elvis Presley his first hit?
Pass.
Ain't gonna pass on that. What was Mr. Blobby's first number one hit called?
Mr. Blobby.
Which comedian had a hit with Atmosphere in 1984?
Russ Abbott.
What was the name of the fastest milkman in the West, according to Benny Hill?
Ernie.
Which musical instrument does Ray Charles play?
Piano.
And which Motown star's real name is Steveland Judkins? Steveland Judkins. Who's he better known, right?
Yeah.
Not worth having a guess.
No.
No? Okay. Well, let's see how you got
that
on.
I think that's my worst ever.
Well, it wasn't a good round, I have to say. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions in your allotted time. You passed on 3 questions, and you got, out of those 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions right. So,
never mind.
Not your best performance.
But I was playing along last week. I got 10 out of 11.
It's always dead easy when you're at home listening to it and shouting the answers at the radio and probably say, oh, that's easy. Why didn't they know that? But it's a different thing when you're on the radio, isn't it?
I knew the first question because I knew the answer last week. And then my mind just went blank then.
That's right, because I did tease that last week. I always think if you slip up on the first question, although you did subsequently get it right, it sort of puts you off your stride, doesn't it?
It does, definitely.
Anyway, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Some tricky ones, it has to be said. Which Motown group was Florence Ballard a member of? She was with Diana Ross in the Supremes originally.
Yeah.
The hotel that gave Elvis Presley his first hit was Heartbreak Hotel. Easy when Italian, isn't it? And the last one, probably the most difficult, which Motown star's real name is Steveland Judkins? The Steve bit might have given it away. It was Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Oh, yes, I should have had a guess.
It's always worth having a guess.
Never mind.
It could be a winning score, but I suspect not this week. But thanks for taking part. I'll let you get back to your flat pack furniture, which will probably prove a lot easier than the quiz now.
Probably. Yes,
okay, thanks, Lindsay. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye
now. Bye. So that's round one of the quiz. Think you can beat that score? Get in touch now via Facebook. You could be on the radio at 12:30. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll know that Lindsay Davis was the first contestant on the 60-second challenge, getting a score of 5 out of 8 with 3 passes. Now, she's been on the quiz on 5 separate occasions, and she's just sent me a Facebook message with her scores expressed as percentages. On the first time, she got 82, second time, 70, third time, 55, fourth time, 78, and today, her second lowest score of 62.5%. As I might have said in a former life, could do better, Lindsay.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
And hoping to do better than that is contestant number 2. Say good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy.
Hi.
Now, I was talking to you off air a few minutes ago, and you were saying if you'd have been on in round one, you wouldn't have done as well as Lindsay.
No, I wouldn't. I found them really difficult.
You
questions.
Struggled a bit. So any idea what your score would have been on those 8 questions then?
I think I'd probably about have managed 4.
Oh, right. OK. But, of course, that's academic because your questions are totally different. Just before we give you the questions, what have you been up to since we spoke to you about a month ago?
Oh, well, I've had a day off work, which has been really, really nice. And I went out and about to Chirk Castle with my daughter and granddaughter on Thursday.
Okay.
And yesterday I took my mum and dad to the British Ironworks.
Ah, right. And, I was going to say that's somewhere I've never visited, but I've seen a lot of adverts for it. It sounds an interesting place.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And the food's lovely. And it's just a magic place to walk around.
So a good day out. Now, I was interested when you were talking about Chirk Castle, because many years ago I went to one of those open-air concerts at Chirk Castle, and we took our B&Q chairs to sit on, as you do. Prince Charles was actually there as the guest of honour, and guess what? He had a B&Q chair as well, although his was a brand-new one, I think.
There you go, you see.
Brilliant. OK, then, let's get back to the matter in hand, 60-second challenge. Usual reminder that you've got 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass. Bear in mind, though, that Lindsay passed on 3 questions, so let's see how you get on with these, and good luck.
OK.
Complete the title of this Michael Jackson hit, Farewell My...
Lovely.
Which singer is known as the Queen of Soul?
Aretha Franklin.
Who was standing in the shadows of love in 1967?
Bob Dylan.
What was the name of Smokey Robinson's backing group?
The Miracles.
Which record label did Berry Gordy set up in the 60s?
Tamla Motown.
Who recorded Reet Petit in 1957?
Pass.
Complete this Jimmy Osmond song title, Long Heard Lover, from...
Liverpool.
Which choir boy sang Walking in the Air?
Alan Jones.
Which singer was known as Little Miss Dynamite?
Lulu.
Which 80s group were revamped as NKOTB in 1993? NKOTB. What were they known as in the 90s? And it's all gone very quiet. You're going to pass on that one as well. Right, yeah. Okay. Have to say, some tricky questions there, but let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time, which was 2 more than Lindsay managed. You passed on 2 questions. She passed on 3. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions right. So the same number of questions. However, because you passed on 1 fewer question, it means you're this week's winner. Hey, you weren't expecting that, were you?
I wasn't.
Some tricky questions there. Let's go through the ones you slipped up on. Probably before your time, some of these. Who was standing in the shadows of love in 1967? It was the famous Tamla Motown group, The Four Tops. Reet Petit was originally a hit in 1957, but a big number one in the 80s for Jackie Wilson. Remember
Jackie
him?
Wilson. Yeah. I could, yes, I, I...
you know now. Yeah, and the singer known as Little Miss Dynamite, this goes back to the early 60s, it was Brenda Lee, the one who does Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, which we always hear every Christmas. And the last one was a tricky one, unless, like me, you've got it printed in front of you. The 80s group, who were revamped as NKOTB, were originally known as New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Obvious when you say it, but not an easy one. So thanks for taking part. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll have you back on the quiz real soon. And congratulations, you're this week's 60 Second Challenge champion.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Trudy. Talk to you again soon.
See you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Bye.